We're talking about enrollment in the new healthcare exchanges here in Wisconsin.
This week, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services released state-by-state data on Obamacare enrollment, and Wisconsin tied for the state with the most elderly adults enrolled in the healthcare exchanges.
Here to break down the data for us is Guy Bolton, a reporter who covers the business of healthcare and health policy for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Guy, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you.
So it sounds like the numbers enrolling in the Affordable Care Act, that has gone up. Tell us the change we've seen.
There was a sharp increase in enrollment in December, as you would expect, since the marketplaces or exchanges were essentially inoperable in October and much of November. They had, so far, a total of 40,752 people through, I believe, December 28th, have signed up for plans on the marketplaces.
Does that mean Wisconsin is on its way to meeting its goal for enrollment?
That I don't know. We've lost essentially 2 months. December, you saw a surge or a spike, or excuse me, a surge or jump in enrollment. But the next 3 months is anybody's guess.
Go ahead.
No, there's going to be a lot of work for people who are helping people sign up for coverage between now and March 31st, the deadline.
Do you know what we can attribute the jump in people signing up to? Do you think it's just that the website is working better? Is it a simple matter of time?
My guess would be that it's the website was working. I mean, the launch of the Affordable Care Act websites was marketplaces was a disaster. There's just no getting around that. And supporters would acknowledge that, as would opponents.
So one of the biggest headlines to come out of these numbers is that Wisconsin tied with West Virginia as the state with the highest number of older adults enrolled in exchanges. What do you make of that news?
What I have been told, and we will have a story this weekend on this, is the figures were the enrollment among people who were young and presumably healthy were certainly lower than expected, but nothing that was shocking. In Wisconsin, the real test will be what happens in the next few months. What people say is that people who are younger are more likely to come in towards the March 31st deadline. And the folks that I've interviewed have said that, it's really just too early to gauge, what this means or could mean.
So more older adults enrolled right now, fewer younger people. What is the age range for older adults that we're talking about?
There was about 45% of the people who have enrolled in plans sold on the marketplaces were between the ages of 55 and 64 in Wisconsin. People who are 26 to 34, it was 12%. For people who were 18 to 25, it was 7%. A brief that Kaiser Family Foundation put out estimated that about 40% of the population would be in the, say, 18 to 35 age group, and that ideally, that's the proportion of people you would want in the so-called risk pools for these health plans.
So as you said yourself, you think that younger people may likely come in closer to that March 31st deadline. In the meantime, though, are there concerns that because there are so many more older people enrolled in the Affordable Care Act that it's going to drive the prices up?
Certainly there are concerns. I mean, and certainly opponents have jumped on this and warned of what is known as a death spiral in the insurance industry. The experience in Massachusetts was younger people came in later. How many young people will come in the first year is anybody's guess. But the conventional wisdom held that in the first year of the Affordable Care Act, there would be less younger people coming into the marketplaces. What it means going forward is is kind of a different story. You know, there is, you know, there is general agreement, though, that you do need young and healthy people to offset the costs of people who are older and more likely to be sicker. That's the way insurance works.
Now, there are some Obamacare advocates who are saying that this is news that should alert state leaders. They need to put more effort into reaching out to young people, marketing to young people, raising awareness about the Affordable Care Act. Do you think that's going to happen?
Yes, I don't know. But, you know, they certainly don't have a lot of time.
So what do you think will happen if those numbers don't roll in?
The people I've interviewed for the story that we'll have this weekend have said it is just too early to tell. I mean, there are people certainly who are predicting that this will lead to sharp increases in 2015 and future years. But the folks I have spoken to have said that, you know, it is just too early to tell. And there are a variety of factors that go into rates. Also, what is hard to gauge is actuaries tend to be conservative, and it is reasonable to assume that to some degree they built into the rates the widespread expectation that fewer young people would come into these plans in the first year.
So that may be built in.
Could be built in, and there are other factors. In 2015, the exchanges, next year, the exchanges will be, presumably, the exchanges will be working and have a better design. The penalty for not having coverage increases next year and in 2016. This year, it is just 1% of your income or a minimum of $95. By 2016, it is 2.5% of your income. And, you know, when it gets up to 2.5%, you know, for people may feel like, well, I'm not, instead of paying the penalty and getting nothing, I'll get health insurance.
And do you think there is a reason that you could point to right now that young people haven't signed out? Is it simple procrastination, or is it more that 1% isn't enough, like you were just talking about?
That would just be conjecture on my part. I mean, certainly, you know, with all the stories about the exchange not working, you would think, why mess with this? There have been, you know, various surveys done, and they conflict, but there seems, you know, some surveys have suggested that there young people do have a value for health insurance, and that, you know, they will eventually come in into the marketplace and buy health plans.
Well, Guy, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
That was Guy Bolton, a reporter who covers the business of healthcare and health policy for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel.